It has been another cool May afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are running at April-like levels again today, but at least this time of year, a cool day is not too cold, and most people still feel fairly comfortable outside, at least with a jacket or a sweatshirt. There is a bit of a breeze, and there's the chance of a passing shower in just a couple of spots through late afternoon into early this evening. I think most areas will stay dry. And it is going to be a cold night. Temperatures will drop into the 30s across much of eastern New York and western New England. And that has prompted frost advisories generally in the outlying areas. So be aware that there is frost potential tonight through early tomorrow morning. If you have any plants that are sensitive to the cold, you will want to protect them. So we'll have a chilly start to the day tomorrow, but it's going to end up warmer than today. We'll see high temperatures reach into the mid and upper 60s in most areas. A few spots south of Albany could reach the low 70s, so that's more like it for May. So if you've been waiting for some warmer weather, it is coming relatively soon. Most areas will stay dry tomorrow. It'll be a bright day. There is the chance of a passing shower across the far north. There's even the chance for a rumble of thunder there. But again, most areas will stay dry during the day tomorrow. And then on Friday and Saturday, think of a summer-like weather pattern, but not in the way the weather will feel. It's still going to feel like spring, but both days will have the chance for a passing shower or thunderstorm during the afternoon and early evening. So that is a situation that we often do see during the summer season. Temperatures both days will be in the neighborhood of 70 degrees, so we'll finally be closer to seasonable levels for the middle of May. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, a spotty shower early, becoming mostly clear, cold, patchy frost, lows in the 30s, and for tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a passing shower, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, a spotty shower early, becoming mostly clear, cold with patchy frost, lows in the 30s, tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, a spotty shower early, then becoming mostly clear, cold, with lows in the upper 30s to low 40s, and for tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, warmer, with highs in the upper 60s to low 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, a spotty shower early, becoming mostly clear, cold, patchy frost, lows in the 30s, and for tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, warmer, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Region-wide on Friday, a mix of sun and increasing clouds, chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, highs in the upper 60s to low 70s, and on Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, with highs in the upper 60s to low 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.